WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. You know, life can get pretty hectic, right? We're constantly bombarded with demands, deadlines, and a never-ending stream of information. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and lose sight of the good stuff. That's why I'm so passionate about sharing these practical tools for emotional mastery and self-control, because even amidst chaos, we can find inner peace and cultivate a sense of gratitude. Speaking of gratitude, today we're diving deep into creating a daily gratitude practice. Now, before you roll your eyes and think another cheesy self-help tip, hear me out. This isn't about forcing yourself to smile through every stressful moment. It's about actively shifting your perspective, noticing the little things that bring joy, and training your brain to focus on the positive. Trust me, this can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First off, gratitude isn't just some fluffy feeling, it's a powerful tool for shaping your reality. Think about it. When you feel grateful, you naturally attract more good things into your life. It's like a magnetic force pulling positive experiences towards you. And that's not just wishful thinking. Studies show that people who practice gratitude regularly experience reduced stress, improved sleep, and even stronger relationships. Next up, start small. Don't feel pressure to write a 10-pager to your favorite things every day. Start with a simple list of 3 things you're grateful for each morning or before bed. It could be anything from a warm cup of coffee to the sound of laughter. The key is consistency. Make it a habit and watch the magic unfold. Speaking of habits, find what works best for you. Some people love journaling their gratitude, others prefer meditating on it, while some even create vision boards filled with inspiring images that remind them of the good in their lives. Experiment and find a method that resonates with your personality and lifestyle. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to cultivate gratitude, just do what feels authentic to you. Now, here's where things get really interesting. Actively seek out opportunities for gratitude throughout your day. Take a moment to appreciate the warm sunshine on your skin, the kindness of a stranger, or even the simple act of breathing deeply. Pay attention to the little details, they often hold the greatest beauty and meaning. Ever had that feeling when you're walking through a park and notice the vibrant colors of the flowers or the playful chatter of children? Those moments can be incredibly uplifting if you allow yourself to truly experience them. Finally, remember that gratitude is not about ignoring the difficult times. It's about acknowledging both the light and shadow in your life and finding strength and resilience even amidst challenges. Even when things are tough, there's always something to be grateful for. Maybe it's the support of loved ones, the lessons learned, or simply the opportunity to grow and evolve. Let me share a real-world example. I remember feeling overwhelmed a few months ago. I had a mountain of deadlines, personal issues swirling around, and I just couldn't seem to catch a break. Then, something clicked. I started focusing on small things that brought me joy. A delicious cup of coffee, a walk in the park, a funny text from my best friend. Suddenly, those tiny moments of happiness chipped away at the negativity, reminding me that even amidst chaos, there's always beauty to be found. So, remember, this cultivating gratitude is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and never underestimate the power of appreciating the good in your life, big or small. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Start small, find what works for you, seek out gratitude throughout the day, embrace both the light and shadow, and most importantly, have fun with it. Gratitude shouldn't feel like a chore, it should be a joyful practice that enriches your life. Ready to take action? I want you to pick one thing from today's episode and implement it right now. Share your experience with me on social media, tag #TheBalancedStoic. Let's create a community of gratitude together, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, keep striving for balance and inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.